Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than failing a drug test.
I should hope so.
Yes, it's better than that. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening to one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosemont. I'm joined by Pip Felix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe Curry had some very racist things on Facebook, so we had to fire him.
That's going to take more than that.
Yeah, Joe will be doing a show from his basement from now on. Unfortunately, he has no knowledge of technology. And
well, you know, in the whole basement network, it is growing.
It's the Curry compound. Joe will be surrounded by little matchbox cars and groceries.
Yes, absolutely.
So, now, Joe. Joe might have had racist things. I don't know. I doubt he did. He's a little bit more savvy than that. So, Joe is going to be here, half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So Joe will join us in progress as he is wont.
Weather and traffic permitting.
Yeah, we got some weather out there, don't we?
Yeah, we do. You know, I always thought that was funny. I mean, no, I have to back that up. I didn't always think that was funny. I think it's funny now
what?
We call it weather.
Huh?
There's always weather. We call bad weather weather.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's always weather.
There's always air, you
know?
Well,
that's why we have bimbos on TV on the morning. Yeah,
we're having a bit of weather today. Oh, really? Really, Blondie? Thanks.
Well, right. Well, like when you watch Deadliest Catch, well, the show about crab fishing and everything, and they get really bad weather, they go, it's getting nautical out, which I think is a really cool term.
I love that term.
You ever watch Deadliest Catch?
No. I've only seen the coming attractions, and that looks interesting.
The thing I started watching, which came out in 2011, mm-hmm. You familiar with comedian Dave Attell?
Yeah.
He had a show. He had a couple years of it. It's on Showtime now on demand.
There was a show that he was on up all night?
No, not that.
I loved that.
This is better. Dave's old porn. So he
Dave's old porn.
So he like him and like a comic and an old porn star sit on a couch and like go over review like porn from the 70s and 80s.
I'm sure I don't get that channel.
No, it was on Showtime. I mean, they don't really show anything graphic or anything like that. They strategically place the couch even if it's vertical. They're sitting on. But it's very funny. It's very funny. Although my wife, I thought she would enjoy.
No,
I'm not going to get those 10 minutes back in my life, she had to say. But yeah, I powered my way through season one.
Powered your way? Was it difficult?
No, but it's just like you, because it's all on demand, you're just like watching episode after episode.
I do that sometimes.
But yeah, so that's my pick.
That's your pick.
That's what Dave's old porn.
You know what? That is a very funny premise. I don't think I would actually want to watch it. Of course, Trucker Tom was a big fan. Hi, Tom.
Tom knows the show?
Yes.
He says
Dave's old porn ruled.
I'm glad it has Trucker Tom support. Well, you know, things that have Trucker Tom support. Let's see. Dave's old porn, not doing that anymore. Opie and Anthony. Somebody's not doing that anymore. In our show, we're doing it, but who notices?
You know what? We're the last ones hanging on, and it doesn't look well.
No, it does not look well. Well, I mean, we're going to do this, but I guess. Although last week I almost quit.
Yeah, really? Ready to go?
I was.
Really?
Well, I mean, I said this. I was just so disgusted last week.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to stop with all this research. And I was just going to, you know, play out the scammer stuff we had, but I was just going to, you know, we weren't going to do this type of prep, and we were just going to have, like most of these shows that are on the internet or podcasts. I mean, some put in a lot of effort, most don't.
Right. So I know.
We were real close to doing this, but a couple of people, Tracy and Anita, talked me off the ledge, and then we got the good news, and then we got the good news, potentially with Fox News, so we'll get more into that. But
yeah,
I'm this close, baby. I'm this close from hanging it up.
I know. I thought, well, you know, we're very close to being one of those show up, drink beers, and see what happens kind of shows.
we're basically me going fuck it away from doing that. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah,
it's pretty much good. Yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. But I like doing the show. I like hanging out with you guys.
Oh no, same here.
So I wouldn't necessarily want to give that up.
Right.
I just don't know if I want to make. Because this has been a full-time job for me for a couple of years. Which I know, you would think would be much better, or I'm a really crappy worker.
But no, that's not what it is. You know that Joe has told you a million times, and he knows better, that he's in a better position than I to say this, that it's show business. This is how it is that it's brutal. People can just say no for, like, the most capricious reasons.
But Joe brings up, like, that we have that rejection thing.
Yeah.
Which is valuable, because you get used to rejection when you're doing this type of thing. But I also know from comedy, you and I talked about this when you came out to see me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
That talent isn't enough.
No.
You need luck. You need a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I also, because we talked about it, I scratched my hand and go, I don't know why I never really made it. Like, a lot of comics would love to have the career I have.
Yeah.
But I'm unknown. I never got to that next level.
But you know what? I think in their deepest, darkest moments, I think that a lot of people who are on the periphery of, you know, not like, oh, you know, obviously you could go, oh, yeah, big name. Anybody else is just like having these bang their head against the moment.
Oh, sure.
Against the wall moments. You know, I mean, I've had conversations with Mr. Helix. Now, let me just, you know, put in this, what's that word that you use when you're saying that it's, you know, like, I'm warning you that I understand this part of it, and then you go on.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't even know what you were
trying
to say.
I'm getting old, and I've got brain salad, word salad. I can't even use my brain anymore. I have brain salad.
You know what? If you're gonna eat brains, I always say a nice little iceberg with some blue cheese dressing, some croutons. that's the way I eat my brains. A little brain salad.
Yeah, it was a long day at work, kids. Sorry, I'll catch up. Give me
you
a
have
moment.
A day job. What is it?
I know.
What is your day job?
I will never tell.
Well, you'll have to tell.
No, I'm not
when you
telling.
When you leave the day job for our big radio success.
You mean as I'm holding the match over the big pile of lighter fluid?
Exactly.
At that moment?
You will drop the cactus that you packed up with you. You'll chop and go, your mom's box. Drop it and walk.
Your mom's box!
Well, that's what Opie and Anthony said they would always like if they got fired from the radio.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Your mom's box. So that would be you'd be going towards radio, but you would pay homage to both. You would drop the cactus, which is the office job thing.
Yes.
And you would say your mom's box, which you would combine the two and the ultimate FU as you walked out the door for crappy radio money.
Well, you know what? I'm just thinking, you know, that whole scene in it was one of those movies, the same actress who played Tina Turner, and she is angry with her ex-husband, and she puts gasoline or something flammable in his car, and she just drops a match, and she walks away, and there's this great scene of this burning flame behind her, and she's just walking as cool as a cucumber down the driveway like, yeah, that's right, motherfucker. That's what I say about your damn car. And
she's savage.
She was just really pissed.
I hope she didn't tweet about it afterwards.
You know what? I think that she kept her creed because she did not tweet about it later.
Ah, there you go, Twitter.
Yeah, she kept that, and the MF-er in question was her black husband. So it was all okay.
You got that black on black crime?
Yep.
It was.
It was marital crimes. Mm. I don't even remember what I was starting to talk about. Oh,
all right.
Yes. This disclaimer. That's the word I was hunting for before, and I finally caught up.
Glad we could segue for you to recover.
Thank you.
Sure.
So Mr. Helix does not in any way, shape, or form think that he's a famous person. He knows that he's not. He's always been dancing around the periphery of fame, like doing this thing in entertainment.
Is it really
that
a dance if you're in the next town over?
No, it's kind of like a little bit of hopscotch.
He might be more famous than us.
I don't know. I don't know. He might be.
It's the obscurity challenge.
That's hilarious. The obscurity challenge.
What entertainers have spent their whole life trying to get famous, yet have avoided it at every turn?
Let me tell you something. We were invited to a 50th anniversary party for people that one of the guys that he works with at the radio station he's at. Mm-hmm. And he runs the board for this guy's show. They're very nice people, and they invited us to their party. And he invited some of his listeners to the party as well because they've become like a little community. It's sort of
I've
like,
heard that this happens.
I know. So when the host in question, one of the 50s, announced that Mr. Helix was here, He got a little round of applause.
That's great.
And he was getting some hugs and kisses from old ladies. And
much better greeting than you give him when he comes in.
You know what? It was much warmer. I think that he's going to go to their parties from now on.
You need that. You need that recognition.
You do.
That's good. Good for Mr. Helix. I am thrilled to toil in obscurity. I can walk down the street and nobody knows who I am. I can walk into my living room and they're really not sure.
I could be on the show and nobody knows who I am.
Works out well. Well, that's what you've gone for.
That's what I was going for.
I should probably tell folks what's on tonight's show.
Yeah. You know what?
I've been a little tardy with that.
You know what, though? You often yell at me for breaking into your introduction, but I think that you wholly welcomed it this time, so it's on you.
No, I mean, I could have cut us off. I should have cut us off.
Yes.
But I did not.
That's not how we roll.
If I had, you know, it's a shame that, you know, it's a shame that the big corporation we worked for fired our producer. So
I know.
Flying solo, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can't announce that. I mean, they technically are, but yeah, never mind that. Never you mind that. So so it's going to be a little interesting show. We got a late edition. We're going to discuss a man who is legally smoking weed and got fired from his job, which I think is just a fascinating story.
I do, too.
I think there's a lot of stuff to talk about that. And we got to discuss whether Facebook is making decisions now on who gets kicked off their platform based on morality or policy. Because there's two interesting stories. One happened a couple of weeks ago, which I did not bring to the show, about a college girl who was taking pictures of her big game hunting in Africa.
Yeah.
And this came today. And this today was brought to you by Trucker Tom. So he brought this to my attention. There's a cop killer in Jersey City. A guy killed a cop. And I'll explain the story in a little bit more in depth in a little bit. Killed a cop. And so they put up a Facebook page memorializing him, and it's very anti-cop.
Yeah, and we will not be playing Ice-T as the bumper music for that.
I really could have.
You really
but
could
I did
have.
Not. I did not.
No, I think that that's wise.
I don't think it really matters. I think I could have.
Yeah, you probably could.
As long as I didn't tweet about it, I'd be fine.
Yeah, don't.
So we'll talk that, because it's kind of fascinating. You know, of course, going to visit Africa. Going to visit Africa. And this week's edition, very interesting addition. You see my personal life bleed into it, which we've seen before.
Yeah.
And now, for the first time ever, you see show drama bleed
into going backwards. Wow.
So,
you know what? I was discussing this aspect of the show with some people, and they were like,
"You were?
Yeah. You know what I do? I talk about the I talk up the show.
How about they listen?
You know what? I do my darndest.
I know you do.
And so
except hand out your business cards, which I don't understand.
You know what? It's an issue.
It really is.
I always don't happen to have them when somebody interested is there.
Happens with you at all times.
I know. Well, that's the new plan. sorry.
Go on. You were talking about this aspect.
Yeah. So I was talking about this aspect, and they were like, wait a minute. So this person doesn't know that they're the subject of a radio show? And I'm like, no, absolutely has no idea.
Well, when you say it like that, we sound like terrible people. But they're going by the same thing that I'm not supposed to know. They're completely full of crap.
Yeah. No. It's full of crap versus full of crap. But we're on the side.
As I said, it's Brahma bullshit.
But we're on the side of the angels here.
Absolutely.
You know?
Although we don't always know. Thank God she asked for money a couple of weeks.
Thank God she asked for money, because we really were. I was sweating it out at some certain points. Although, and I know you were too.
Although, you know, we're in a relationship. It's been months. Not unreasonable. Not an absurd amount of money. We'll get into that. It could still be legit.
I think it's interesting that you are separated by these many miles, and she has asked for money less times than you have begged for sex or something sexy.
Well, I'm a man.
Yeah, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Well, you know, it's always interesting. First of all, it makes good radio.
Yeah.
Second of all, if it's a dude, it makes them very uncomfortable.
What doesn't make you uncomfortable?
I'm playing a character.
You're begging a dude for
third
sex.
Of all, third of all, if it's the chick, she's cute. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the girl. She's cute.
All in.
So there's any way you could go with it.
You know what? Let's just pretend that it's the 70s and throw up caution.
I don't want to throw up anything. Let alone caution, that might get stuck in my throat. All right. So, I was playing softball on a different team.
Speaking of playing for a different team.
70s, Dave's old pool.
God.
I'm a roster fill-in on this team. It's the first time I've ever played with them. But so they were short, so I played last week.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing second base. Haven't played much of that this year. I turn a double play. Like, I throw, I'm a lefty. I toss it to the shortstop, double play. And
nice.
0-0 going into the top of the second.
Okay.
Get two outs.
Okay.
And then something that I've never, ever seen happen before happened. With two outs,
yeah,
we gave up 13 straight runs.
Oh!
And these are like line drive hits. These aren't home runs. They're mostly singles. For the most part, it's not errors.
Ow.
It's just a hit parade.
Hit parade.
I mean, I've never seen this. Boom, line drive. Boom, line drive. I mean, you're just like, wow.
Well, you're standing there like blowing on your nails and rubbing on your shirt while they went by.
Well, I mean, I've never played with this team, so I don't know if the pitcher is having a bad night or I'm supposed to expect this from now on.
Yeah, really.
And you can't say anything as the new guy.
This is your first outing and you're like,
wee, I'm like, what the hell?
Going over my head.
Look, what the hell did I get myself into?
I know. I mean, well, where are they ranked?
What?
Where are they ranked?
I don't know.
Maybe you should have looked at that.
I'm told this is a team we usually beat.
Okay.
It's kind of a weird league, though, because I guess they've had a lot of cheaters in the past with the bats.
Kidding.
Like, there's, like, composite bats and double, like, some of the aluminum bats.
Really? At this level, they have to cheat?
You have to use the same three bats. Both teams have to use the same three bats, which I don't like at all.
Yeah, but, I mean, they have to cheat.
Apparently there's cheating. People are shaving down. I'm like, really? Really? For softball? Like, okay.
Tom says, okay, Davin played for the Chicago White Sox.
Funny. So, we give up 13 straight runs until we get the next out.
Yeah.
The team was immensely loose, though. Still joking around, so I kind of enjoyed that aspect of it.
That is cool.
Busting chops and everything.
Yeah.
We score 6 in the bottom of the inning.
Okay.
It goes to the bottom of the 7th, the last inning. We're down by a run.
Wait.
Play 7 innings.
So okay, yeah, that's what I was
saying. Some play
7,
some play 9.
This is
7 innings.
Oh, all right, I didn't
go
know.
To the bottom of the 7th, we are down by a run.
Down by a run? It was 13 to, wait.
It was 13 to nothing.
Yeah, and you're down by a run?
We're down by a run.
Wow.
Because Walt, who's the owner of Jesters, came in.
Okay.
And pitched pretty well, to be honest with you. So up steps our pitcher. I'm on deck. Up steps our pitcher. Second and third. One man out.
Mm-hmm.
Base hit. Win the game. 18-17.
No.
How cool is
way.
That? How cool is that? I've never been involved. I've been blown out before. But I've never been involved with something like
that's
that. I've been on comebacks and everything. But
yeah.
You give up 13 runs. And this team battled back.
I'm shocked. I mean, those are some pretty big numbers to be putting up. I mean, not for amateurs, you know, but it's still.
It's awful. 13 and with two outs.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
So
and I can't believe you guys battled back from that.
It was very cool to be a part of.
They
asked me to join the team. I'm now a regular on that team.
Awesome.
So, yeah, they're playing tonight. So I'm praying for rain.
Yeah. You know what? I think so.
But they're playing tonight. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
This is the first time I played with them because they have all these extra guys and everything. But I guess I played so well.
They probably liked your attitude.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of blended in, you know, bust chops and everything. It was fun. Because on my other team, I've complained. Where, you know, the pitchers start stomping around. You know, I waved goodbye to last week's pitcher. I mean, it was a good game for 7 innings. We played 9. We lost 6-1.
Yeah.
He looked at me and looked away. I'm like, really?
You know, it's softball on your free time to be fun. Guys, get a grip.
I don't drive 45 minutes for this. Well, nobody wants to drive 45 minutes to lose, but it happens.
Yeah, it's like, I only drive 45 minutes when I win. It's like, you know, like you said to me when I was complaining about something stupid when we first got here. First world problems, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
You're right.
You know, it's like, I don't want to hear that you're not happy how your entertainment time went.
And by the way, the first run we gave it was like probably an error or two in the inning. He walked in the run with the bases loaded.
Oh.
You can't but we don't go stomping around.
No, you don't, you know, who was it that said, it was somebody on TV. I said, Mr. Huffs and Puffs.
Mr. Huffs and Puffs.
And that's not a phrase, but now it is
my
head because somebody on TV said it.
I might say that next time we play.
Look at Mr. Huffs and Puffs.
I might take a stroll to the mound because we got a game on Thursday and go, let's settle down, Mr. Huffs and Puffs.
Please do.
There's a legitimate shot at that happening.
Say it for me.
We had a game on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we didn't play because we didn't have enough players again. So disgusted with that.
Wow.
I'm so disgusted with that.
Yeah.
Now, in our defense, we had two guys quit in the middle of the year and another guy die.
Well, you know what? He has the best alibi.
But it's like, come on, guys. You can't commit to this. So there was that. And then we had a very big, my wife had a big birthday, if you will.
Oh, nice.
This past weekend. I won't say the number, but it's one of those monumental ones.
Yeah. Yes.
So she did not want a big surprise party.
Oh.
I did that for her 30th. She didn't want a big party.
And that didn't go over?
No, it went over very well. I did it for her 30th birthday party.
But she's, like, done with it?
So she's not happy about being this age, but she looks great.
Okay, yeah.
But she
does. Yeah.
But she doesn't. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know how you feel.
Sorry.
That's fine. So I decided to do something quiet instead. I bought her, what did I buy her? I bought her an anklet.
Nice.
It's a silver anklet with a white gold butterfly and diamond chips in it.
Very nice.
And, you know, the butterfly, her grandmother loved butterflies, and Skyler loves butterflies. So I kind of figured that'd be kind
of
cool.
It's kind of a theme.
Yeah. Like, you know what? It'll remind her of them.
Yeah.
So I got her that.
That was thoughtful.
She really liked that and everything. And then we took her, where did we go? She loves sushi, and there's this one sushi place that's in Suffern, New York, which is about half hour from here.
Yeah.
And everything. So it's not the local close one and everything. That she got me into sushi. I don't love sushi, but I wouldn't even touch it before her.
Right.
Only a couple of years ago did I start. And I'm very particular with the sushi.
Oh, well, yes, good.
Well, no, not where I'll eat it.
Oh, that's
although
a shame.
Although I'm not getting supermarket sushi like my wife does it.
Port Authority bus stop is a bad idea.
Yeah, or you'll see it at a gas station. I'm like, well, that can't be a good idea.
Yeah, no, please, no.
Even the tuna salad is a toss-up.
Oh, no, no, it's not. It's a toss. Yeah. It'll be tossing something.
But like, I'll get like the salmon, mm-hmm. which I like, or tuna, or spicy tuna. Occasionally, my fish I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, I used to like the California roll.
My wife gets that. What's it got, like the fake crab in
there? It's fake crab.
Yeah.
I used to like that a lot.
So, went there. I ate the most sushi I've ever eaten.
Really?
Yeah, it was good.
You know what? People who like it really, really love it. I mean,
I'm not that. But it's weird. Like, I don't love it, but like, I'll get a craving for it. It's like, why?
I used to work in the city, and we got paid on Tuesdays. Coincidentally, and so I used to go, and this was back in the days where you cashed your check, y'all. And so I went down to the bank, and I went to the sushi place. I'd order the rolls I wanted. I'd go cash my check, and then I'd go over and I'd pay for my food and bring it back to my little cubicle and eat it jealously.
Now, are you can use the chopsticks?
I can.
No, I can't. I'm like, I need a fork. I need a fork. And then I'm using my hands.
You want to get every bite.
I'm eating the wasabi. I like the wasabi. And I'm just thinking, I can't imagine. Joe put that on his tongue for 5 minutes.
It's brutal.
I like the wasabi, though.
Just a little dab, though, right?
Enough.
Really?
Yeah, I like it. And the daughter, you know, she's a real picky eater. I suggested the chicken teriyaki. She got that, liked it, and everything. The wife suggested the miso soup because she likes tofu.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's got seaweed in there. She liked that. The daughter was delightful.
Oh,
so
good,
the wife
good.
Had a really good birthday.
Awesome.
And I got a cake for her, which she wasn't expecting. I mean, she's working out doing the kickboxing.
Yeah.
So she said, I don't want the cake. Yeah, you'll eat the cake. And it was a really yummy cake, as it turns out. Thank goodness.
I'm sure.
And then the next day, to celebrate our anniversary, which is in October, but we've been meaning to get these things, we saw the Book of Mormon.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. The first song was the best song.
I've been wanting to see that show.
Everybody wants to see it.
Everybody says it's so funny.
Here's what you know about Broadway. When a show first comes out, you'll see the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Then you won't see commercials again until nobody's going.
Right.
So you haven't seen Book of Mormon?
No.
And the tickets are still insanely expensive.
They don't bother advertising for something that's already so popular. Right. Why spend the money?
Exactly. So we're like, we're in the theater that Cats was in.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
the
like,
Winter Garden.
The Eugene O'Neill.
Oh.
So we're all the way up at the top in the left. The wife got the tickets. I mean, you're talking a couple $100 for all the way up and everything.
Right.
But it was a good show. The wife liked it. She said it wasn't as good as Wicked.
Oh, okay.
But she still liked it a lot. The first song was the best. Some very funny stuff in there. But they make the seats so small.
I know. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Not only is your nose bleeding, but your ass is also...
Bleeding?
Bleeding. That's been my experience. But... We've
Broadway
talked about that on the show.
Broadway is the leading cause of anal fissures.
Yeah, and that's just the ticket prices.
Absolutely. You impale yourself after that.
Oh!
Give me that ass pick.
Yeah. A couple $100. Oh.
So we had a really nice weekend.
And yeah, it sounds really nice.
I did the lawn. It was that annual time.
You know, it's
I am not a lawn guy. I've said this before.
No.
To me, the lawn is like making the bed. For what?
I know.
It's just going to be a problem again.
You know, the lawn is a big pain in the butt. We actually...
Well, you have a plantation full of people to do that for you.
No, we actually pay somebody to do the lawn because neither of us wants to be dealing with
well,
that.
Well, you're not running for office, so it's okay if you employ them.
Yeah, you know what? It is fine.
Sure.
And the thing is that I do a little bit of, like, amateur gardening. I'm not
I didn't know there was a professional gardening league.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not very good at it, so I call it amateur gardening. And I
look at her with the mini rake. Oh, my. Have you seen such form? What gloves is she using? Walmart. Wow.
Wow. Four. No, I don't even use chemicals except on poison ivy. So the weeds have taken over. It's at that point.
Oh, the wife, if you look outside.
It's beautiful.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it
is. Because we have the stupid mulch. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Complete waste of time.
No, it's not.
It is. It doesn't do anything. It looks like a lawn out there. She actually took the weed whacker and just like went across the weeds. Those are all weeds out there.
I know.
She is past the pulling stage, and I'm not. I'm like, this is for you, the garden. I could care less.
You know what works?
Weed killer don't work.
No. Boiling hot water. Really?
How am I going to... So what? How many buckets of boiling hot water am I going to have to pour on my front yard?
You're just... you know what I did? I have a walkway, and there's a pebble border, and grass, like crabgrass, is sticking its way up through it. I just kept boiling the kettle and pouring it on them. Oh, those suckers are dead.
When did they come back?
In a week.
Okay, so what's the point? I was thinking about doing the show from the front yard and figure the scorched earth policy. Thinking nothing will grow there after this stuff, stupid stuff.
Oh, what do you do, an Agent Orange on your front yard? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was going to put the show. It's the most offensive thing I have.
Oh, you know what? If one or two of us have a meltdown, it'll cover the whole area.
Sure.
Talk politics with Joe. It'll just completely eviscerate.
It'll be an implosion.
The lawn. Yeah. What happened? A crater fall here? No.
Joe got mad.
Yeah.
I was out of diet Sierra Mist. I couldn't placate him.
There was nothing to calm that down.
So what's going on with you?
I had a little story that I wanted to tell you guys because...
Well, tell me.
All right, I'm going to
you. And tell the people that are listening.
That would be good, too. How about you guys want to hear it, too? I thought so.
No, Pip!
No, don't talk to us! Wait a second. Trucker Tom's chlorine bleach and Dawn dish soap works wonders on weeds. Thanks, Tom. I'm going to try that. This just in.
There's a lot of thought going into weeds.
You know what?
Which we're going to talk about later on, but it's a different type.
Different kind. You know, if that was grown in the yard, I'd have all different kinds of other problems.
You'd be a lot more popular.
I told you my nana had a weed.
My nana?
My nana had a weed garden growing in her backyard. She didn't know it, what it was.
Well, it's not like the bees pollinate that. Somebody had to do that purposefully.
Yeah, somebody planted that. She was in her 80s, so somebody figured...
Glaucoma.
Hey, we go into the backyard and plant this. The old lady won't notice. Oh, yeah, she did. She went out there and she was like, hey, I think I know what this is. And she wasn't hip.
Did she pull it?
At all. No, she called the cops.
She called the cops on herself?
On herself. She said, hey, this is growing in my backyard and I didn't plant it.
That's funny.
I'm sure they were very amused. I was not there to see their faces, but I would have, it was before cell phones. I would have paid somebody to videotape that stuff.
They had video cameras.
No, yeah, I bet nobody carried video cameras around. I didn't know she was calling the cops on herself. Who knew?
She didn't consult you.
And yeah. You know what? If she had told me that she had a pot plant growing in her backyard, I definitely would have said, Nana, hold up and call the cops. There's something going on back here. I'll take care of that weed for you.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Joe just tripped in.
Did you literally trip?
I walk downstairs. I go, there's a clear path. Nice. And as I'm saying,
I walk into the bookcase.
Really?
It's my day. Driving up in the rain. I come there.
Is it raining out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I pull up, and then there's behind Pitt, there's a nice parking space, but there's a shih tzu there. You're walking around. I'm like, little dog, move. Would you get out of the way? Now I'm concerned that the dog's outside. The owner's not anywhere around. A poor little thing. It's raining. Who, you know?
Oh, is that next door?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's next door's dog.
Yeah, and the dog starts growling at me, and I'm like, don't growl at me. I'm on your side here.
Yeah, the dog growls a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a growly dog.
Yeah.
All right, well, Pip was going to regale us with a story.
just in time, Joe.
And she was actually looking forward. She actually wanted you to be here.
Well, so your dreams have come true.
Yes.
Dream small, little girl. Dream small.
I do. And look what happened.
That shitsu almost ruined our best laid plans.
Speaking of shitsu.
Joe so badly didn't want to hear your story, he almost wanted to get tackled by the bookcase.
He threw himself against
it. That kind of day.
Hoping it would fall
really
on
has.
Joe's full of piss and vinegar, and Pip's got his story. Strap in, kids. I'll get the blah, blah, blah ready.
Well, speaking of shitsu, I'm in my day job, right?
Right.
Which is?
I'm not telling you.
Damn it.
And I'm walking across the hallway. I look down, and there's shit on the floor. In the hallway.
But you've talked about somebody who pees their pants that works with you before, too.
Yeah, this was a different thing.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
We know the difference between urine and turds.
That was number one. This is the number two story.
Yeah, but... M.O.
Nah, see? I'll be the main shitter now, see? They'll never find me. They're looking for pee, not shit. Curses! They'll never find me!
Sorry.
I'm just saying... I'm just saying, from what you've told us... Your workplace has got like a cat litter box. It's really
is.
Not that surprising.
It is. It's terrible. You can't imagine how
where
much...
Where you work, but I'm glad I ain't there.
You can't imagine
when
how...
When her car is the cleaner place, it's time for a new job.
Yeah.
You know, the way it looks, it does. It's a step up.
Yeah. And you want to know where I work? You want to know where I work? Incontinence Village, apparently. Because nobody can keep their stuff together.
That would be such a great name for an old folks' place. Welcome to Incontinence Village.
People crapping themselves. You're going to love it here, Grandpa.
Look, we got shuffleboard.
Oh, look what
they have. They have the same interest you do, crapping yourself.
Yeah. That's not a puck.
No, Welcome to Incontinence Village. For 65 years and older.
Oh, my God. Can you?
Incontinence Village. That's like something you got to jot down for future use.
Absolutely. That's where I'm going to end up.
All right. So there's a turd on the floor.
There's a turd on the floor.
Does it look human or animal?
Now, at first I thought dog, and then I realized,
no,
not a dog. No, no.
You're in a place of business.
It is. It is. And I went, first I was like, who brought a dog? Oh, no. I don't think so. And so I look at my coworker, who's standing not far away from me.
Now, was the first impulse to rub your coworker's nose in it?
You know what?
Well, just look at him and go, this yours?
I think you dropped something.
No.
Deuce.
Then kisses Deuce comes in over the head.
No, it was right outside the men's room, and this was a woman. So I did not think her the
right outside
dropper.
The men's room. I've heard of toilet paper getting stuck to your shoe, but you are really splattering the stall.
Really?
If you're getting poops stuck to your shoe and you're carrying it out with you.
I'll take a little something to go.
So
yeah,
now,
really.
So here's the thing.
Here's the thing?
Trucker Tom says, you going to eat that?
Ew.
Oh,
yeah, what's the matter with you?
Oh, God.
With Tom?
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh,
do we have time for that?
Yeah, right.
So I look at her and I go, is that what I think it is? And she goes, yeah. Now,
she's already evaluated the situation. But
no,
yeah, stupid.
It's in that, yes, it's shit tone.
Worse.
Yeah.
But she just leaves it there.
No, worse.
What's supposed to do? Take it like a souvenir?
Well, put a paper towel over it, Joe.
That's true.
Wait, I'm getting there. Worse, she already knew about it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
really?
And I went, I looked at her, like, with my eyes were like saucers. I was like, excuse me? Yes? Like, just, oh, yes, casual, like.
Like it happens every day.
Well, you know, it probably does. But
talk about a crappy day job.
Yeah, really.
Huddle.
Ooh, public.
I said to her, and isn't the person who should be involved in this sort of thing... Does she know?
Who should be involved?
Yeah, well, is there somebody who handles all matters of poop at the office?
There's a person whose job it really is to oversee all the things that go on in the building. Like, if
is this a janitor?
Look, I have
no, space. If it's like, if the janitor...
I believe somebody took a deuce. Oh, this calls for my expertise.
I wish we had cameras again. Your look was priceless when she said that.
We have somebody in the building who handles this.
Yeah.
Like, this is a regular occurrence. They were hired. Like, that's on the resume. Oh, I see you have expertise with handling human feces on the floor.
I'll alert shit squad.
No, this is the... Tom says, the shit wrangler.
Call the janitor, you know?
Yeah, that's what I thought. And you got experience. You were a janitor.
It's her job to call the janitor. That's what... So I said, did she take care of this?
The office manager?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm like,
It's office, not the manager. It's a gray line.
I would be if I saw a shit on the floor. Hey, no problem.
So I said,
nobody, you know, it's the same thing when a cat pukes here. I'm hoping the wife sees it first. Even I see it, you walk away. She figured you'll see it, somebody else will see it. It's your problem.
And they take care of it.
Yeah. Listen, though, man, one time when I was working running the fence company, we had shed displays out there, sheds. And whoever, I don't know.
Sheds.
That was weird.
Sheds, storage sheds. Right?
Yeah, we know, Joe.
Oh, right. We were
of this language.
Yes, okay.
It's the way you said it. It was funny.
So somebody broke into one of the sheds. They drank beer, and they wound up shitting and throwing up in the shed.
Did they come on a leg before they left?
No. But here's the thing. Now, like, I can't, as the manager, and it's like an old thing being a manager in the, like, I had to be the guy because I wouldn't ask somebody to do something I wouldn't do myself.
So wait a minute.
Yeah. I had to go clean
it up. Wait a minute. So if one of you drops a deuce because I'm the boss, I got to pick it up?
That's the way we're looking at it.
If somebody does something before I would ask somebody to do it, you would do it yourself.
No.
Yeah.
No, if one of you drops a deuce, one of you is picking it up.
Yeah, but if you don't know who it is, and it's generally somebody, some vandals got in there and did it, You can't, in good conscience, ask somebody to go do it. You can't have one of your guys go do it if you're not willing to do it yourself.
Well, at Pip's job, they have somebody who's specialized in
feces. All I'm saying is, I cleaned it up. However, I told everybody the next time around, you guys are going out there.
I'm doing this once to set an example.
Yes, exactly.
I don't want everybody to think that I'm the shitter clipper picker-upper here.
Well, you saw the speech. Yeah, I did. That was essentially you read the transcript.
Could you imagine Joe in a position of authority having to clean the crap? That's where your extra 50 cents an hour gets you, Joe.
Well, that's, you know what, that's the gig.
But you know what, it was good because it morphed into your career selling plumbing. So your work experience paid off for you. So really, you did a good job with that experience. Kudos to you, sir. You took a negative and made it into a positive.
You want to know something? It's kind of funny because I've been listening to the replays and stuff like that. It's the second time you've merged my experiences into my day career of plumbing.
I want to give the illusion that Joe Curry had a master plan.
Yes.
That this just wasn't
failing
happening.
Miserably, yes.
I don't want people to think that all this magic happened circumstance.
Just again.
Well, I saw who did it, so you're going to clean it up. Back to Pip's turd story.
Yes. Well, Tom is killing me, saying, vandals, another attack of the mad crapper.
Yes.
This is a job for Scatman.
Yes, Scatman.
The Scat Signal.
That's right.
The Scat Signal.
Scatman, sponsored by Metamucil.
Scatman. Robin, do you have the two-ply?
Meanwhile, in Gotham City, people look in the sky and wonder why there's a turd in the sky. But feel rest assured that things will be taken care of.
Yes.
Scatman.
There's a
cow coming out.
It absolutely... Now here's the thing.
There's many things.
The office manager was aware of that there, as Tom says, there's a loose deuce in the hall.
A loose deuce.
Apparently everybody's scared shit.
Yes, they're scared of the shit.
Everybody's aware of it.
Well, one man was scared shitless, and he left it there, Joe.
Wait, this is the thing. She gets on the phone, and she calls the guy that's got to come over and take care of this.
Right.
No, but meanwhile, this is the move. Leave it there. On the floor, don't even drop a paper towel over it.
That's
nothing. Leave it there, a big steaming pile in the hallway.
Now, let me play devil's advocate here.
Please.
Figure her job stinks. It's very boring.
Apparently, what's laying in the hall does too.
Yeah. She's got a view of the men's room, which is not a good location.
Right.
You know, you get an overflow waft, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
You're not happy with your job. I mean, Pip's not happy with her job, and she doesn't have to deal with these things. So you're not happy with your job. The highlight of your month might be seeing one of your coworkers step in a human deuce. You know, because now she has a story for her radio show.
If she had a radio show, I would shit myself.
She's poop Helix.
That would be hilarious.
So, you know what? I understand why you leave that there. Because even though you have to play empathetic when somebody steps and go, oh, I didn't know. You see somebody step. You're telling everyone.
Oh, but
your day was finally interesting.
But there should be somebody there to guard the turd till somebody comes and removes it.
It's not the guy who bombed Benghazi, Joe. They're not flying the turd out onto a ship.
It is a condition. It's kind of like a...
It's a condition?
Well, like a biohazard condition.
Yeah. No, it's right next to a doorway that the public has access to.
Well, maybe she's hoping the guy who left will come back and pick it up.
Come back and you know how, like, killers will sometimes gather around in the circle of people staring at the yellow tape after a crime?
Well, speaking of killers, what do you want to do? Draw a chalk outline of the turd?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Otherwise, you're going to call the police, back off the yellow tape? I mean, what do you want from this woman?
I want to draw a little bowl around it.
You know what? She's making less than you are. She probably hates life more than you do.
Oh, no.
She doesn't have this.
Oh, no.
She's making more than you do?
Oh, yeah. She's got a couple.
Well, a person in her position shouldn't be reduced to that.
Well, that's the thing.
Boy, oh boy. You could be a politician.
But that was the plan at one point.
She has several
titles. I've said too many inappropriate things.
Oh, yeah. You ain't going
she has several titles, and she was way too above handling this.
Well, that's why. But she should have called the person who is the turd wrangler, if you will.
She did call the turd wrangler, and it sat there waiting for somebody to find it by accident.
The turd wrangler. Can you just see that piece of shit, that shit line? Oh, you see this lasso go around it? Come yes. on, Sheriff, go grab it. He's kind of thin. He had a little bit of soup in it. I can't get it. Big burning turd. We's going to bring that rascal into justice. Because I'm the turd wrangler. You get him, Sheriff. Oh,
this is a job for Scatman.
No, that varmint. Scatman ain't coming to these parts. He's out of his jurisdiction. I'm the turd wrangler here, and I'll be taking care of the turd.
It's crap theater.
Told you this was a crappy
I'll
show.
You what, your crappy story brings out a lot of talent in Joe Curry.
Yeah. I know.
He's like, finally something I can relate to.
You've
people
always,
leaving the crap all over the place.
You've always said to me, I bring the crap, and then he polishes it up.
He certainly polishes it up.
He polishes that turd for me.
Joe made that into a highlight right there. you're quite skilled. You're quite skilled.
He left this piece of toilet paper. That was the turd wrangler.
Look, he left his calling card. Oh, that's not a card. So I went over. I threw a piece of paper towel over it.
How close did you get?
And I, not close enough.
So you're throwing from a distance like it's ring toss.
No, I just like let it like waft down.
Now what happens if it wafts off? What happens if it goes next to the turd?
I was getting another piece.
Oh,
trying
so you're
again.
Not picking up.
It was going to be like a boardwalk amusement. I was going to just keep dropping.
So
it
you would have had a surrounded like a wagon train and the engines were coming.
I totally would. I there would have been like a pond of paper towel over this thing.
She must have threw that like a penalty flag.
Yes, pretty much. I was not getting close to that. And then I got that yellow
15 yards for shitting. Replay yeah. first down. No,
that definitely was a foul.
Turn in the hallway. Wait. 15 yards.
I believe that turd was offside.
Yes, it was.
Let's go to the replay. Yeah, you could see Billy dropping the turd, looking back, and walking away. Oh, Billy's going to get a fine for dropping that deuce.
Your pants would have to be down.
It had to be on the shoe.
No, because it was too finely formed to have been.
What is he squatting in the hole? I don't understand.
Some
turds are malleable when they first come out.
Wait, there's more. So I put.
We're gonna go to break on this. Oh boy.
I put no. I put the little yellow, you know, this part of the floor is wet sign over the little teepee of paper towel turd cover, so that nobody would walk into this accidentally and do one of those forever slides across the floor. Ah!
You're very considerate.
I didn't want. I just. I
this
couldn't.
Story would have been better if you stepped in it.
You know what?
That would have been awesome.
I've stepped in plenty of it at work.
Yeah, but cat, not human.
No. I haven't stepped in cat poo.
Never?
No.
I find that hard to believe.
No, believe it or not, I've never stepped in cat poo.
I like the way you say the slide, like it's like a sort of like the defecant slide, you know? Yeah, it's the electric slide. It's defecant.
the feces slide. Yeah. It's electric. You don't know the electric slide?
No, I do. I don't know what you were going for.
Poopy, whoopy, whoopy, whoopy.
What was he going to say?
It's terrible.
He's aware.
No, Pip, I've never been to a wedding. Go on.
I know, right? No, so now...
Were they playing the crap arena?
The poor...
Yeah, you see, that's basically what she left us with, Joe.
I know, you put it on an even plane. Yeah. You got it.
You can't blame that one on me.
No, but I'm saying that's what you were going for. At least I kind of made it feces related.
He said the electric slide.
No, you did.
No, he
said
it.
I said the defecant slide.
Well, that kind of sucked, too.
Yes, well, there we were.
Well, you built upon that crappy turd.
We were under the bus together, Joe, damn it.
Just like a turd.
We made this shitty turd.
No, we built.
All
right. We made it shitty.
We built this shitty.
So,
I'll go get my Jefferson Starship.
I know how it goes. We're rewriting it.
More time on this bit that went nowhere, and now we're trying to.
Well,
exactly.
Pitt's going to bring it to the
Dana. We're trying to rebuild the freaking thing.
All right, Pitt, bring us home. Bring
the port's
heard
like
turd to a toilet.
The port turd wrangler shows up. I didn't see him doing his
Did
work.
He have spurs?
He went into the men's room, and this beast, this, and I use it, savage, wiped feces all over the walls, the floor, the toilet. He was a Picasso of poo.
I've seen
in
that,
that
before.
Bathroom.
Well, you see, I go, oh my God, did somebody implode in here?
Yeah.
Where there's like just turd, crap, like on walls go, you gotta work for that.
Yeah, this person worked for this.
It defies gravity.
And he worked for
He was a Pablo Shitkazo.
And then he apparently walked out and he put like a
I don't know a lot of artists, Joe.
It was the
Fine, the Pooplo Shitkazo. I'll try again.
Pooplo Picasso.
Pooplo Poopkazo.
Yes.
Yes.
I like it.
Thank you.
He put his little period on the end of his sentence.
Well, he was.
He put the little period at the end of his sentence after he was done with his masterpiece by copping a squat right there in the hallway to, like, lead people in to his masterpiece.
But the office manager has to know who this was.
We have security cameras.
In the bathroom?
Security, no.
Oh, I was going to say.
In the hallway.
Okay.
And security says that because the lights,
you know, this
the lights were too dim, they couldn't tell who it was. I call bullshit.
Well,
I think they know who it was. They're not telling.
I don't think it was a bull.
You know, you guys need Encyclopedia Brown to solve this mystery.
Encyclopedia Very Brown.
Imagine, you didn't get that one?
You didn't
it
get read those books?
I understand. Encyclopedia Brown?
Children's books where he was the sleuth.
He was like a children's detective.
Oh, really?
And then you got the Brown. So you got...
Encyclopedia
really, I got to deconstruct this?
No, yes, he did.
I'm thinking Encyclopedia Britannica. I'm thinking Britannica.
Joe's not big on reading.
Tom says, will people spontaneously combust all the time? It's just not widely reported.
I just like the fact that this whoever does this, because you've seen this before, they feel confident enough that they're going to have the time. That
yes.
nobody's going to walk in, that
yes.
they can do what their vision in their head. Because yes. what do you say? I when somebody
Morning.
Walks in...
You know,
Morning.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean, because if somebody can't, what are you going to do? Throw it like you're an orangutan at the zoo? Well, what do you do when you get caught in the act of
It's a one-seater.
It's a one-seater?
Yeah, that particular bathroom is a one-seater.
It's a no-seater after that guy was done.
No! We had the doors open. He was throwing every chemical in his array.
Code red!
It was. It was like a full, you know, like in, oh, damn it. What was that movie where Meryl Streep was in the accident and she had to get scrubbed down because they were having a nuclear...
Silkwood? Yeah,
yes.
Silkwood.
It was like the Silkwood shower scene, the way he was attacking that bathroom. It smelled like bleach. It smelled like pine. It smelled like... I mean, there's just such an array of things in there.
This was no boating accident.
We're going to need a bigger mop. Yeah.
Those bathrooms will be open on the 5th of July.
Good. That's very good.
You
want to
call your pal? He'll be proud of you.
That's like a great Maya Vaughn reference.
Trucker Tom says Encyclopedia Shitanica.
That's the line. That's the line.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have worked because you needed an investigative figure. It wouldn't have worked in that way.
No. He threw the entire Encyclopedia Shitanica at that bathroom to fix it up. It was amazing. The whole
even the spick and span bubbles go. No, not this is above our pay grade. We're out of here.
You see the scrubbing bubble? Oh, get the fuck out of here,
Mr. Cleve's like, fuck it. I'm growing hair. I'm done.
I'm so out of here.
Can you see Mr. Cleve is scrubbing bubbles? The spick and span
huddling up.
Fuck you.
It's the Justice League of toiletry cleaning.
It's the Super Friends of cleaning. Mr. Clean will run while Spick and Span and the scrubbing bubbles depart.
There's the little guy, the toilet guy in the boat.
There's the tiny bowl man. But there's only one man who will take on the challenge. And that's me, Varmint, the turd wrangler. You boys run along. A real man's going to be handling this one here.
What about Scatman? He doesn't make it.
Scatman?
No. Scatman has to leave along with the tiny bowl man and Mr. Clean and the scrubby bubbles.
Scatman ain't
going to
make it neither.
It's kind of a shame. Scatman's a hero to millions. I think DC's going to have a movie with Scatman soon.
Yeah, he said, Scatman out!
No.
I'm not dealing with this. Oh. So that was my story.
That's quite the story. We got a lot of mileage out of that. I'm so glad that you work with an animal.
I work with several, but that is
wow. Now, what if you got caught and got fired? How do you
explain?
I mean, shitting in the hallway.
No, clearly that was an anger poop.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was
yeah.
an anger poop.
That was an open act of aggression.
Right, but if you got fired for it, how are you going to get another? Well, I looked at your references at college. Very good. I'm Harvard. Well, I think you shit in the hallway.
Well, you just say you had incontinence. You say you had the problem. It's not the shitting in the hallway that's the problem. It's the mural you've created in the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Because now your anus has to be like a sprinkler. That's the only way this makes sense. Like... Yeah. like it's all rotation. Yeah. Like you just spray. Like you're power shitting.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
basically yeah. what yeah. you. Like you had a barium shake, and like for a procedure, and now you're barium shake. There's no explanation otherwise.
Like,
it's a medical emergency.
Now that you could use that as a defense because you could go, look, I wanted to come to work, but I'm having a colonoscopy tomorrow, and I took the stuff.
But unfortunately, there's no justification for leaving the mess and not alerting.
I took the prep, yeah. and then I started twerking at the wall. You know, I mean. There is no reason. There is no reason except you are just a heinous monkey.
No reason.
We're going to consider that an act of aggression.
Yes, definitely it was.
Yes.
Somebody declared war on the shit house.
That's a terrible story.
Thank you. Thank
very
you.
Unfortunate. Joe? Anything you'd like to talk about?
I got nothing.
Anybody fist themselves in your presence that you'd like to discuss?
No.
Should we do hand it over to Pip one more time and do a curmudgeonly philosophy?
Sure.
All right.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
All right.
Drivers, if you flip somebody off for doing some boneheaded driving mistake, you're doomed to make the same mistake within the next hour.
Yeah, but it's not a boneheaded mistake because it's you. That's the whole thing about shitty drivers.
Oh, what? Because when you do it, it's not boneheaded?
Exactly.
Right.
Because somebody will be going slow and like, get the hell out of the way, God damn it. But 20 minutes later, you're going too slow for somebody else, and
exactly.
they're saying the same thing about you.
Right.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
the law of driving. Everybody else is assholes, not you.
Yeah. Right. But when you're like freaking out because somebody's flipping you off, remember that you just flipped off somebody for the same exact thing.
Yeah, but you never remember that.
Because
everybody else is assholes.
No,
it's kind of like the, you know what, it's like we're all Ann Jackson when we're in the car. Everybody else is an idiot and an asshole but you.
Yeah.
We all turn into Ann Jackson.
Or our fathers while driving, right? Didn't everybody's dad be like, you asshole, you whatever, and then you see him do it himself, and you're like, you.
Wasn't really cognizant.
You hypocrite. Well, I mean, my dad was a cool guy, no doubt.
I mean, he never crapped in a hallway, but he was fun.
I didn't say that. But
Sorry.
It's a tragedy. My family doesn't like to talk about why he lost his pension. But the thing
is... that's a family secret.
Yeah, that's a family secret.
We talk about it every Thanksgiving.
Yes, actually.
Stuffing's not a word we use.
Yes. And gravy's something
Is the stuffing
we don't
loose?
Serve. Gravy is something we don't serve. Or if we do, that brings it up. More brown gravy? Oh, by the way.
Yes.
It's a little clumpy this year, don't you think?
Who brought chocolate pudding? Who brought chocolate pudding into this house?
Never again. You know what happened years ago.
All right. We will take our first break. You are listening to Davins, and we'll come back. We'll talk about a man who got fired for smoking weed legally, and then we'll talk about Facebook. Are they actually using their policies or morality when they start deleting stuff? We'll be back in a few minutes.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejamz.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, Davinsden.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or Davinsden.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.